Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Indeed you are. You're listening to Kelsey and Sam right here in the morning. And we're here bright and early.
Yes, we are, especially for Monday.
On Monday, January 25th. I know. It's like, what is this, you know? The truth is we're both very tired and sleepy, but we try to pretend we're not.
Exactly.
Right? Yes. And the show sort of energizes you because you realize, hey, I have to entertain people here. I can't be sleepy.
It does, actually.
Right?
It does. And I love it. I perk up. I'll wake up for sure. But I just needed my coffee this morning that I didn't get.
You didn't get any coffee?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been trying to not drink as much caffeine, but...
Oh, so it was a conscious decision?
It was a conscious decision, but I just don't know how long it's going to last because my quality of life seems to be suffering.
It does, let me tell you.
Without the aid of caffeine.
Yeah, I know. I need coffee in the morning, and well, especially in the morning. I can't start my day without coffee.
Yeah.
And that's one thing about when you stay at hotels and stuff... you know, there's no coffee the first moment you get up, you know, unless I guess you could call room service. I just never think about that. But so you decide, okay, I'll go downstairs. There's probably Starbucks or something. You go down there and there's like a million people waiting to do the same thing. And I'm like, man, I need my coffee just to wake up, you know.
Yeah.
Who wants to stand in line like this before I had my first coffee?
Oh, the worst is at the airport, you know, the coffee shops at the airport. And yeah, it's all pretty bad.
Yeah.
America's addicted.
Yeah. That's true. But I love coffee. I mean, in America, we don't really have, I mean, only lately, you know, let's say rather recently with Starbucks and all that, that made us conscious of coffee.
Uh-huh.
We didn't really have a coffee culture here, you know.
Right.
You go to Europe, you go to South America, people drink coffee all the time and they're connoisseurs at it, you know. So... yeah, but I think we've now become more conscious of coffee. There's a lot of great coffee out there. And I strongly recommend if you like coffee, buy an espresso machine. It's called Nespresso.
Oh, you have one of those.
I have one of those. And it's amazing. I mean, I can't drink any other coffee now.
It's like instant coffee right there.
It is, but it's like espresso and cappuccino and stuff, you know. So it's not like... the instant coffee you just get, you know, by boiling water and stuff. So it's amazing, and I can't drink without it anymore, you know.
Yeah.
Got to have the foam. You know, there's a foamer that makes the foam very easily and stuff. So, yeah, you know, you don't have to stand there and make the perfect foam and stuff every time like they do at Starbucks. Because there's a technique, you know, to do this, to get the foam. But here you just have a little machine. You plug it in. Bam, you get nice foam, perfect foam.
That's awesome. I'll have to invest in one of those.
Yeah, you really should, you know. And I mean, some of them are expensive, but some are not. Like for a couple hundred bucks, you can get one that has the foamer and the machine.
Oh.
And then the capsules are like 70 cents each. They got like a million flavors of coffee. So
if you think about how much you spend every day, I mean,
one
Starbucks
nothing.
Coffee is what? $4, $5.
Yeah. You know, if you want, and that's not necessarily great coffee, you know, not like you would make at home.
Right.
So I think it's totally worth it, you know.
I'm so excited about our guest today.
Yeah, that's true. Well, thanks for reminding me because I sometimes forget to introduce our guest in advance. And we have Kim Johnson today who's got a diet book out and she's... You brought this up to me that she's a dancer on Dancing with the Stars.
She is. You know, I haven't watched it the past couple of seasons.
Right.
But I used to watch it religiously. I loved it. I still love it. I mean, every chance I get, I watch it. But I've just been really busy lately. But she's great. Yeah, she's such an amazing dancer. And it'll just being in the fitness business myself, I'm really excited to kind of hear what she has to say. Because we're kind of... in, you know, the same industry a little bit in that respect.
That's true, yeah. That's true.
I'm not a dancer. I look like a dead fish.
Yeah.
I try to do what she does, but, you know, health and fitness and diet, definitely.
Yeah. And if you guys are in LA, you can catch a book signing tomorrow. So we'll talk to him more about this as the morning progresses, so to speak. And so how was your weekend? Were you busy?
It was good. Yeah. It was good. Yes. You know, it was so funny because we didn't have a show on Friday. And I kept thinking it was Saturday on Friday because, you know, you get so used to coming to the show. And then when you don't come, it feels weird. But, yeah, it was great. It's, you know, I had lunch with some friends yesterday and that was fun.
Did you work too?
And I did a little bit, but okay. It wasn't a very busy weekend.
Good.
By my standards. So, yeah, it was relatively relaxed, which was really nice. Yeah. To kind of have a weekend off.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Because usually nice. We do a lot of working on the weekends. Yeah, you know. Because a lot of times, you know, the talent we hire for the fitness videos, sometimes their availability is primarily on the weekends, other times, other talent, it's weekdays. It just depends. It varies. So, and then, you know, locations, that is a major factor as well. We, you know, we have to kind of schedule around when we can book the locations. So
right. A
lot of times that's on weekends.
Yeah. So you're a 24/7 type of person.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. There you go, people. You see, you got to take inspiration. Get some inspiration for people that work for a change. A lot of people don't.
That's true.
You know, a lot of people don't work. You know, I don't know how they do this, but.
And they seem to get by.
Yeah.
Somehow. I don't know. Maybe not very well, though. We don't know.
Yeah, it depends. You never know where people get their money from, you know?
Yeah, and for me, it's more of a sense of purpose, I think, that I desire.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, of course, you have to have money to live, so.
Yeah, so it helps, right?
Necessary evil. but yeah, a purpose-driven life is always good.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, I mean, I sometimes on the weekend, I just miss work, you know, so I'll come in here and at least visit some of the hosts and things like that, you know. But, yeah, I mean, you know, sitting at home is not the best thing to do for anyone. And I, so, you know, I mean, I work at home a lot, but I realize I'm sitting on my ass, you know, and I need to be with people a little bit and stuff. So it's nice to come here and be able to do that even on the weekend, you know.
Yeah, it's funny. The whole social interaction thing, I don't think you realize how much you need it until you don't have it.
That's true.
And then you realize that it's such an important part of us as humans to have that interaction.
That's true. You know, and they say, I was reading something yesterday, an article, and they say about loneliness, how it can be really affect your health and everything, you know, because everything's connected, you know, your mind, your soul,
right.
Your body. So you have to pay attention, I think.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. So I saw, so I got this box like for the TV for my parents, because apparently there's a way to like watch like all the TV stations from Israel and stuff.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And my parents are old and stuff, and, you know, and they miss the culture and everything. So we moved them here a few months ago. So I got this box. You know, people are saying, oh, you don't know about this and you may have to pay monthly charges and stuff. But for a couple hundred bucks, you buy this box. It's totally legal. You're not stealing anybody's signal.
Mm-hmm.
Not like those cable boxes, those hacked cable boxes. So you use it, you connect it to your TV and to your Wi-Fi, and you get like just about anything you would want anywhere in the world, even movies in the theater right now.
What?
Yeah. So you know that is probably stolen, but you're not stealing it, you know?
You're just a recipient.
Exactly. It's like going on the internet and watching this stuff.
Of these kind
folks
who do all the hard work.
But, so, I mean, you can watch anything, you know, and these things are great, so... you know, you can get stations from anywhere in the world. Like I said, so they can get some stations. The problem is that it's too complicated to use. They barely know how to change the channels on the remote. You know, we have to get them a simplified remote with just channels and volume.
Right.
So now they have to deal with three different remotes. I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah. So you know, it must be so hard. They've lived in Israel their whole life. And right. then now all of a sudden.
Yeah. But you know, the nice thing is they used to live here before. They lived here for about 10 years, 13 years or so. So it's not new to them.
Okay.
But it's been a long time. Right. So, yeah, so it's still, you know, at an old age to move to a new place and stuff. And, you know, I mean, their language ability is not like it used to be. And
they're fluent in English, I assume.
More or less, you know, more or less. They can understand, but expressing themselves is a little harder for them.
Right.
Yeah. And that sucks because, you know, my kids feel like they can't really have serious conversations with them and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. You can't get deep into it because they don't understand.
Right.
You know, so, but the bottom line is if you want a lot of entertainment for free, this is what you gotta do. is buy this stuff. But
that's
great. Yeah, people do all kinds of things, you know. I mean, well, what the hell, you know. People have things on the internet that are unbelievable. I started reading this book called The Dark Net, and that's, I don't know if you heard of what they call like the dark web, but it's like an internet but underground. So it's like a lot of anonymity for people,
mm-hmm.
and you'd find anything. People selling illegal drugs.
Sure. Oh, my gosh.
Child porn, things like that. You know, the most disgusting things you could ever think they have. And, you know, I wouldn't even know how to find it. They tell you, there's a browser called Tor, which is T-O-R. And that allows you, you know, to go into sites that you wouldn't find on Google and things like that. But I haven't tried it yet. But just out of curiosity, I want to see what's going on. But there was a website called Silk Road, and they were selling drugs there.
Oh, my
gosh. So they closed them down finally. But I don't know how. But the thing is that you're never anonymous. I don't care how much you think you're anonymous online. People are always going to find you, you know?
Oh, yes. They have ways.
Yeah, there's always traces. So I was reading that the government is actually maintaining a child porn site in order to capture criminals and things like that. But it's pretty controversial. People are saying, well, what are you doing?
Right.
You know, you're putting all these pictures up there.
Right.
And videos and stuff. And I just can't imagine anybody being turned on by little kids, you know, and destroying their lives like that. It's just unbelievable. So, but of course, I'm reading about it because I'm curious. I like to know what's going on.
It is perplexing.
You know?
It is.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. And I mean, it's been going on since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
You know,
people always.
Underground stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
bootlegging. Yeah. I mean, you know, can't get away from it.
I know. People will steal it.
And I knew that was bound to happen at some point
with
the internet.
Yeah. I know. Too much of everything on the internet, you know, even bad
things. I mean, you know, there are sites I've heard that, you know, like where prostitution is really accessible and like it's kind of known for that.
Probably,
and
then,
yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of
stuff.
I'm
not surprised, yeah. Yeah, people.
But the drug dealing site, I don't know how that remained in operation.
And they're
for very
saying
long.
That they would just send it to you in regular post. So
that's
I don't
so
know
weird.
What the hell's going on.
Hmm. Well,
I know.
All right.
Yeah. So I started watching Jurassic World. Did you get a chance to see it at all?
No.
Jurassic World. That's like the fourth Jurassic movie. It was actually the movie of the year, and actually it was like the biggest opening, I think, ever until the new Star Wars came up.
Wow!
So,
wow.
Yeah, and that was from last year, you know, so, but I never got a chance to see it. And I'm watching this, and I'm going, this is like more of the same, you know. If
really?
You've seen one or two Jurassic Parks, it's about the same. So now they have like a new dinosaur that's bigger and all mm-hmm. that. But it's the same tricks, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, the one genre I just cannot get into is sci-fi.
Really?
Speaking of Star Wars, yeah. It's just my least favorite genre of movies.
Yeah.
Some people love it, and I just cannot warm to it.
Yeah. You see, I like science fiction, but without the science part. So,
okay.
Yeah. Like, I mean, no, I mean, I love the science, but I don't like space things. Space things don't really do it for me.
Okay.
Like Star Trek and things like that. But things like The Matrix,
mm-hmm.
Things that are sort of like clever, you know, people you know, inventing things and things like that.
So. That's cool, yeah.
Okay, well, we have our guest calling in right now, so we're going to talk to Kim Johnson. Kim, are you on the line with us?
I am, hello.
Yes, good morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm sitting here with Kelsey.
Hi.
And we're excited.
Hey, Kelsey.
We are excited to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of TV, but Kelsey pointed out that you've been on Dancing with the Stars, and I'm reading here you've actually been with them for a long time.
I have, yeah, 17 seasons.
Wow, I had to set him straight. I was like, yeah. She's on Dancing with the Stars. She's amazing. She's the best dancer.
Wow, that's awesome. So have you been dancing all your life, Kim?
I have. I've been dancing since I was three. I'm not doing ballroom dancing, but like ballet, jazz, tap, all of that. And then got into the ballroom dancing when I was about 14. So, yeah, I've been dancing all my life.
Wow, very interesting. So was it hard to I mean, I'm sure there was like plenty of people auditioning and stuff for this. Was it hard to get the part for you?
Yeah, well, I actually did Dancing with the Stars in Australia before I came to the States to do it, because the show originated in England, and then Australia got it straight after that. So I already did three seasons in Australia, and I guess they saw some footage of me doing the show there. So they asked me to audition and came over to the States, and auditioned, kind of went home, forgot about it, and then they called me and said, we want you in a week.
Oh.
So it all just happened very quickly, and I thought it would be 3 months that I'd be here, and it's turned into 11 years.
But, very nice. It's nice to be in the band, you know? I mean, it's...
It was great. I also thought that I was going to get George Clooney as my first dance partner.
Oh, my gosh.
Hollywood movie star. I know. And then I got Jerry Springer.
That's hilarious.
Slightly different to George Clooney.
Yeah, just a little bit, right?
Yeah.
But I see you won with Donny Osmond. Heinz Ward, and I mean, that's amazing. So this is something that's keeping you busy pretty much full time, right?
Yeah, well, we have two seasons a year, and in the beginning, when the show first started, we would go on tour as well. So we'd do a season, go on tour, go around the whole states, come back to another season, another tour. So we were working constantly in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Then the tours kind of stopped, so we would have a break in between seasons. So, yeah, they definitely keep us really busy, which is great. But I also judge the show in Australia now. So I actually decided to hang up my dance shoes a couple of years ago and stop doing the show here to go judge in Australia. But then they called me back for the 10th anniversary, which I came back to dance on and ended up getting Robert Herjavec.
Yeah.
So that was, that was great.
That sounds flattering to me, you know, when somebody keeps inviting you back and, you know, God knows there's probably a lot of dancers in the world, and yet they keep coming to you, you know, so that must make you feel good and special.
I must be doing something right, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. So, Kim, also you are here in town to promote your new book, 5-6-7-8 Diet.
Yes.
So you came up with a fitness program for people to actually improve their physical and mental health and so forth. So tell us a little bit about that. It's a 14-day plan for healthy, lasting weight loss. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, it is. It's a diet plan, and it's not one of these sort of quick fix diets where you'll do it and then you just sort of fall off it.
Right.
It's meant to be a plan that can be lasting for your lifestyle. So that we came up with the title 5-6-7-8 as, you know, I'm a dancer. That means, you know, you're cue to start dancing. Mm-hmm. So we ended up, it also means something for the diet. So number 5 stands for 5 sources of protein. Number 6 is 6 colors of the rainbow. 7 is 7 anti-inflammatory foods. And 8 is 8 glasses of water.
Oh, wow.
So it's a very easy, simple way to remember how to eat well.
That's great.
Yeah. So how did you come up with this?
Well, I worked with an incredible nutritionist. For me, I'm doing Dancing with the Stars all the time, and we rehearse 8 hours a day. So, no one can train and work out for 8 hours a day.
Mm-mm.
But when I'm doing the show, it's really easy to maintain my weight and I actually can eat a few more naughty things because you're working out like crazy. Right. And people would come up to me and say, oh, I want to be a star so I can do Dancing with the Stars and transform my body.
Right.
But they don't realize that they have to work out 8 hours a day. So, and also for me, when I'm not on Dancing with the Stars, it was more about the diet because I wasn't training like those crazy hours a day. So the mm-hmm. diet really came into play for me. So that's when I started working with this nutritionist on, you know, what I eat, and we came up with the diet plan. But then I've also got a fitness DVD where they can do the dances they see on Dancing with the Stars and get that cardio workout in instead of going to the gym and doing something like that. Mm-hmm. So with the two, it's a great combination to lose weight and stay fit and be healthy.
Wow. That's amazing. I actually own an online personal training company. And
wow.
Yes. I was just talking to my co-founder, and we'd love to have you on. We have a big YouTube following. And
I would love that. That would be so great.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. So we hire trainers and they come on the show and do their thing. And yeah, we're growing pretty fast. We have our own clothing line coming out. And so it's exciting.
That's amazing. Congratulations. Cool.
Thank you.
Very cool. So, Kim, so you're visiting town. Where do you live? Are you like on the East Coast?
No, I live in Los Angeles.
Oh, you do? Okay, great.
Yeah, I live in LA. I go back to Australia for 3 months every year to judge the show there. But mm-hmm. for the rest of the time, I'm in LA.
Nice.
And I love it here.
Yeah, you definitely picked the right place to live.
Mm-hmm. So it's great.
For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Kim Johnson. She's got a new book called 5-6-7-8 Diet, and she's going to be signing her book tomorrow, right?
I am. I'm doing a book signing at the Grove at Barnes & Noble at 6 o'clock. So yeah, if you're in the area, come down and say hello. My friend Carson Kressley. He's going to be there interviewing me, and Robert Herjavec will be there as well. They're both going to be grilling me. So, fun.
Yeah,
that will be fun.
Come down and say hi.
Sounds great. And I see you also have a website. So if you guys want to check out more about Kim, you can go to officialkimjohnson.com. And that's Kim, K-Y-M. And so I see there's more information on the book and everything. People can get it there. What else do you have on your website for people?
Pardon?
What else do you have on the website? What do you offer
on the website? I have my fitness DVD, because I have my 5-6-7-8 fitness.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go there, you'll see little samples of the cardio cha-cha you'll do, or the salsa, or the jive. I have some fitness tips. Exercises that I do that aren't, you know, dance related, things that I might do when I'm in a hotel, like little workouts I'll use, you know, with a towel, things like that are on my website. So I have a little blog. Yeah, it's fun. So go check it out, and you find more information on my book as well.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds great. Now, the book, when did it come out? Is it new?
Yeah, the book just came out last week. It's been out for, I think, a week now. It came out on the 19th of January. So we just launched it in New York, which was really fun. We did some book signings in New Jersey and New York. People seem to like it. In the big snowstorm, I had people like tweeting me. They were stuck at home trying out my pancakes because I have all these. I have loads of different flourless pancake recipes in my book.
Uh-huh.
So it was quite sweet. Everyone's like, oh, what to do in a blizzard? Make these pancakes. So that was cute.
That is cute. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Now, Kim, I wanted to ask you, on the book, it says the 14-day plan. What does that mean, that after 14 days, you're not done, obviously, you're going to continue?
No, basically, there's all the, you know, the 5-6-7-8 components of the book are broken down, so you can easily see what foods go under all those categories. So they're great for going out when you're shopping, buying all of those things. So that's good for a lifestyle. But the 14-day plan, it's something that you can follow along and continue and mix it up. So we give you options for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So you'll follow that plan and then snacks. And then there's also a chart for your fitness program as well, doing all these different exercises. So it's basically something you can follow for 14 days, but then you can keep, you know, continue it.
Right.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Well, this is cool. So with Kim's 5-6-7-8 plan, you will lose belly fat, firm thighs, mm-hmm. shrink cellulite, my favorite, fuel your libido, boost your mood.
Sam, oh my gosh.
Well, it's jumping right at me. What can I say? even boost your mood, restore your sleep, and dance mm-hmm. the night away for life. That's a pretty nice promise, I think, and I think people will truly enjoy the book. There's the program. Also, you said you have a video program as well on your website.
I have a DVD, yeah.
Right.
And then I also share some stories about Dancing with the Stars, at behind the scenes of me working with these different celebrities and what it takes to get them ready to, you know, be on the live show. So mm-hmm. there's a little bit of sort of motivation in there as well about how I motivate the stars that I work with to get them out of their comfort zones and doing something as scary as Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a fun read as well. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's quite a thing, I think, to be on that show, you know, because you really have to, it looks pretty rigorous to me, you know, all the preparation and everything.
A lot goes into it, but also the fear that the celebrities have, because mm-hmm. you know, they're well respected in their area, whether they're an actor or businessman or whatever they may do, and all of a sudden they're completely out of their comfort zone, vulnerable, dancing on live TV in front of this audience. So it can be quite terrifying. And as the pro dancers, we really have to build their confidence and get them ready to get out there and do it. So it's quite daunting, but I think that's why the show is popular, because people can relate to seeing their mm-hmm. favorite celebrities, you know, in a vulnerable way.
Yeah, that's true. Kim Johnson, the book is 5-6-7-8 Diet. Go and catch her tomorrow at Barnes & Noble at the Grove, which is in the city. And
come and say hi.
Yeah, come and say hi. Get a signed copy. And there's an interview as well. Carson Kressley is going to interview you. And that should be cool. So, Kim, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Much success with the book and the program and everything. And if we get a chance, we'll come by and see you.
Yeah.
And I'd love to be on your show, too. Sounds great.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah,
thank
anytime. You're welcome anytime. If you're in L.A., you're welcome anytime. Kim, thank you so much again for joining us, and all the best to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She's really nice, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
She's really pretty, too.
Yes, she's a beauty, definitely. But what a sweetheart. I'm excited. I would really love to have her on our show.
Yeah, I know.
Jimra.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to contact her agent.
Yeah, contact her, and see if
or her publicist. Yeah. Maybe publicist would be more applicable. But, yeah, she's really sweet. And what a challenge. I mean, I think as a professional dancer, it would just be the most challenging thing to train a celebrity who has had no dance training, dance experience whatsoever.
Huh? You got to have a lot of patience. I don't know how she does it.
I don't either. And she's been really successful. She's won a few seasons. So
yeah,
that says something. That's exciting.
That's true. So do those, the regular dancers get credit, obviously, too, not just the celebrities, right?
Of course.
Because they're the ones really responsible to train them and everything, right?
They are. And, you know, it's kind of like, I assume, it's kind of like anything, you know, they have to, there's kind of an art to it, I think. You know, they have to find out what their strong points are and then highlight those strong points in the choreography. I believe they even choreograph all of the dances and everything. So, it's a lot of work. They definitely work hard.
Yeah. Wow.
And I think it would be pretty hard on your body working out for 8 hours
a day.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. You know, I mean, wow. So kudos to the stars that go on there, too. You know, I mean, they're not professional dancers, but they go through a process.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to do that.
I know. Oh, goodness. Awesome.
So, this is cool, you know.
I can't believe you've never seen the show. You have to watch it.
No, I mean, you know, like I've seen parts of it, but I never followed the season to see who's winning.
Right.
Things like that. I saw a couple of dances, but I don't know. I don't get into it. I don't know why. Like I said, I don't have time for TV. And so it's like, where do you start? You know, if you do have some time, mm-hmm. what do I watch? What do I do? So I try to watch some movies, some TV shows. I guess The X-Files started again yesterday. And
I love The X-Files.
I know, me too. And they brought it back for six episodes with the original stars, of course, David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson.
Okay.
And so I missed the first part last night. The second part of the pilot's going to be tonight. Mm. But I've missed it, so I hope... Well, I'm sure it's going to... They're going to have it somewhere, like on Netflix or Amazon or something after it's over. So
I'm sure it always pops up on Netflix.
Yeah.
One of the streams.
I know. I forgot to record it, though. I can't believe I did. But no, actually, I didn't forget to record it. What happened was I don't really have a DVR anymore.
Oh,
I cut
really?
The cord with the cable company, you know, so.
Did you?
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
So I watch TV through... like through the internet now, they have like the Amazon TV box.
Uh-huh.
It's a little box, and it lets me watch CNN and all the channels that I do watch, you know, so it's pretty cool. And it costs you practically nothing. And so, yeah, and you can watch a lot of old shows and new shows and original shows that Amazon has and Netflix has.
Wow.
And so forth. So, yeah. So, I mean, so there's so much to watch. You don't even know where to start. You know? Yeah.
I know. I've been on a Netflix kick lately.
Really?
Yeah. It's just so convenient.
And, yeah, it is.
You know, it has everything.
It does, except for the movies that you want, you know?
Well, I know.
You know, it's like... You
the
know,
new
you
releases. See,
yeah, the
sure.
new releases and stuff. They don't have it. I mean, not only new releases, but like, for example, I think I try to find like the original Star Wars or something. They don't have it. Mm-hmm. All these things they have on DVD still. It's like, does anybody really still order the DVDs from Netflix? I thought it's all streaming now.
Right.
So why not make these movies available? I have no idea.
Well, I think the studio... doesn't want to sell to Netflix. This is what I've heard from some of my friends who are kind of in the business.
Yeah, that probably makes sense.
Because they're planning on, I believe some of them are planning on kind of having their own streaming service.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so they don't want to sell to Netflix.
Yeah. Plus Netflix creates content that I guess competes with theirs and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true. But the new ones, at least on Amazon Prime, at least you have the option of buying them or renting them if you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like $3 or something, you get to see the new movie for 24 hours. Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I never watch a movie from beginning to end when I watch it on video. I mean, when in the theater, yes. But at home, I rarely watch the whole thing in
really?
One sitting. Yeah. So renting it for me is not an option, you know, because 24 hours, bam, I've seen only half the movie.
Right.
So I would have to buy it. So now with that new box we have, I don't have
to. You found a life hack.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Awesome.
I know.
I'll have to look into that. I never heard of it.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it. You can, it's pretty cool, actually. But other things going on in the news, I guess. The Super Bowl is coming up, right?
I know.
What, like in a couple weeks now?
It is.
Yeah, February 7th. And I guess the teams are the Carolina Panthers and Denver Broncos.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
I'm kind of bummed. I'm not going to be in a commercial this year.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was in one last year for Chevy. This one, this year,
yeah, they
didn't work
call
out
you
for me.
This year. Oh, wow.
No.
Yeah.
But maybe next year.
Oh, well.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. That's a lot of people watching you, huh?
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah. It was pretty cool because...
Did you have like a major part in the commercial?
Yeah. I was, you know, a principal speaking role. And, you know, it was great because it was kind of one of the first mainstream things I had done, I would say.
Okay.
Because I'd been in a lot of foreign movies and, you know, lots of commercials. But this was like... the first like major mainstream thing I had done. Yeah. And so, you know, it was hilarious because I didn't have TV at the time.
Yeah.
Cause I had just moved and I hadn't gotten, you know, cable and so, or TV at all. And so I was driving to one of my friend's houses in Malibu to watch it. And my luck, it came on like right at the beginning, my commercial, and my phone just blew up and I was like, God dang it. I definitely missed it because everyone's calling me and it's like, Whoa. Is that you? Is that you? Oh my gosh, I saw you. Ah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool, actually.
Yeah, it was fun.
You know, to be seen nationally like that.
Yeah, it was really great. It was really great. And, you know, just all my friends from back home. And
yeah, you know, everybody sees you. Suddenly everybody's your friend, right?
I know. Kind of like when you get those SAG screeners in the mail. Yeah. Everybody's like, can I come over?
That's funny.
No, they're like, I really want to watch The Big Short.
Yeah. Is that pretty good? Did you see it?
I love that movie.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. People did say it was pretty good, so maybe I'll see it.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I definitely voted that one pretty high.
So if you're going to go to the Super Bowl, the average resale price is over $5,000 a ticket.
You're kidding. Oh, my gosh.
$5,100 for a ticket.
Oh, my.
And this is the most it's ever been. They're saying before, you know, like in the past 5 years, tickets have sold for about as much as $4,000. But now, and then they say a pair of club seats near midfield have sold for $12,000 each.
Wow.
Making them the most expensive seats sold so far.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I know. And I'll bet you the commercials, again, are costing them more. Mm-hmm. Every year they cost more and more money for mm-hmm. the commercials. But they keep spending it, so.
And hey, it's the Super Bowl, so.
It is. But, I mean, how much business can someone generate from one or two commercials that run only one time, you know, on the Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. But, you know, to spend that kind of money. But I guess it must work for some of them. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, with that many eyeballs.
I know a lot of the commercials from the Super Bowl keep running, like mine did.
Yeah.
You know, of course, it only airs once in the during the game, but then it'll keep running on various networks, for a 13-week cycle or, possibly even more after that.
Yeah. Except for that Apple 1984 commercial. Have you heard of that one? That was the introduction of the Mac computer
in
1984. And what Apple did is they did this, probably one of the most creative commercials ever during the Super Bowl, and they only played it once. So they spent a lot of money on it, but only played it once. Mm. And the director was someone pretty famous. I can't remember the name, but it was a very powerful thing. You should, when you get a chance, go on YouTube and look for the 1984 commercial.
Okay, yeah. I'll have to do that.
Because 1984 was considered, there's a book by Orwell. Yeah, Orwell.
Right, 1984.
Yeah. 1984.
Yeah, I know.
So they sort of like made the commercial sort of like go with it, like Big Brother,
which was
IBM.
Okay.
And then, you know, a little like dissenter and, mm-hmm. you know, so it's actually pretty cool. So, I mean, I still remember it. Many people still remember it. So in advertising, it was a big deal, yeah.
That's so neat.
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. So that's Super Bowl commercials for you. So at the same time, they're also talking about the Rams, the NFL approving the Rams' return to L.A.
I heard that.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great, man?
Yeah.
Finally, we're going to have a football team again.
We need a team.
Yeah, we really do. I mean, I liked the Rams when they were here. You know, they were a pretty cool team.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved.
I know.
They moved.
It's kind of bizarre that we don't have a football team.
I know.
Of all places.
I know. But we're going to have at least one now, so that's pretty cool. Although, I don't know how long it's going to take because they're supposed to build a new stadium for them.
Mm.
That might take a few years. I don't know how long that takes.
It's probably part of the big deal.
Yeah,
they're like, first we need a stadium. Brand new, please.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, if you're going to buy tickets for the Super Bowl, you got to be one of the rich ones. So they're saying that McDonald's sales are soaring.
Soaring. Oh, wow.
Right? And this is after they've said McDonald's is in trouble for so many times.
Right.
And they attribute this to the all-day breakfast that they've introduced.
I knew that was going to be a really good move.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, everyone loves McDonald's breakfast.
That's true. And not only that, but all their competitors have had breakfast all day for years now, right?
Right.
Like Jack in the Box and Burger King and all these. So, yeah, so finally they wisened up and opened it up for all day. And people are loving it, I guess.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, though, I think it's a limited breakfast menu all day. So there's like just a few items, but still. So it's not like the full menu.
Oh, really?
Like it is in the morning.
Right.
Don't ask me how I know. But I know, but I guess it's like it's a little more limited than the full breakfast menu. But still, they have some good stuff.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess they have an all-day breakfast menu, and then they probably have the separate breakfast and stuff in the morning.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's not surprising to me, though. I think everybody loves McDonald's breakfast.
Yeah. And people love breakfast, period. I mean, I remember times where you couldn't get breakfast during the day.
Really?
Yeah, and now every restaurant has that, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah. Let's see what else. I guess Donald Trump keeps on offending everybody in sight, and continuing to say stupid things. Yeah. You know,
I know.
So the other day he was saying that he's so popular with his voters that even if he shot someone on the street, they'd still support him.
Oh my gosh, let's get a little cocky now.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, what he said is, I could go on to Fifth Avenue and shoot people and I wouldn't lose a vote.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, this guy's, yeah, I don't know what he's hoping to do, man, but, you know, it's almost like a done deal that he's going to win this nomination.
Oh, I think so.
Right?
I think so.
I mean, he's led for 6 months, you know, nobody's going even close.
I know.
How can it be so accurate?
And in my opinion, he's pretty unelectable, so.
Yeah.
That means
that we're going to get a Democrat again.
Yes, yes, it is. I'm afraid.
I know. I don't want that. Not another 4 years of Obama.
Oh, God. It's hard to be a capitalist
and
a Democrat.
Yeah, so people are warning about him.
And a Republican, I mean.
Yeah. Let's see. The odds on Donald Trump are 47%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I don't know what that means, but it sounds like a lot. Live odds. Okay. So it's like almost 50-50 that he's going to win or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who's his closest runner?
Ted Cruz, yeah.
Cruz, yeah.
Ted Cruz. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll take Ted Cruz, yeah, over Donald Trump, sure. But I wanted Rubio, but it doesn't look like it this year for him.
It doesn't.
No.
No, it doesn't. Maybe so, next year.
Now, so when you fly, are you, I mean, it's probably like a moot question, but do you get scared from turbulence and stuff like that? Does it bother you, or are you one of those that don't care?
I don't care.
Really?
It doesn't really bother me,
you see,
no.
It bothers me a lot. Because, it's almost like an earthquake in the air, you know, and you don't know when it's going to stop, if it's going to stop.
Uh-huh.
So I guess an American Airlines flight to Italy experienced severe turbulence, and 7 people were hospitalized afterwards.
You're kidding. Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, I have to tell you a funny story. So I have this friend who is so terrified of flying that she can't fly without being, like, completely toasted.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. She's like, I'll have 5 bottles of tequila over here, please.
Wow.
I mean, every time she's just drunk, you know, she just gets drunk and then everything's okay.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's a good idea.
I know. I mean, if you have massive anxiety about flying, she says it helps her. I don't know.
Yeah, except probably freak you out if you're drunk and you're experiencing that stuff, but I don't know. I just know that it scares me. And a passenger said, I thought that was it, you know.
Yeah.
Because turbulence is really like, I mean, you feel like totally hopeless.
Right.
And helpless.
You are. Yeah. There's nothing
Not
you
hopeless,
can do.
But helpless.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, it's pretty scary stuff. And I've
Very gotten, scary.
Yeah. So, over the years, I've gotten pretty scared of flying, although I love flying. I used to love flying. I was always into airplanes and stuff. And I've said before, I almost got my license, flight license.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
I know.
I went to a hangar gala the other night.
Yeah.
Last week,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, you were telling us about it.
And lots of pilots there. And yeah. It was great. It was a it was a company called Prestige Private Air, and they charter flights. You know, you can get all right. kinds of things, like you can pay as you go or unlimited flying. I'm not exactly sure how it works.
Right.
If you're a member, but it seemed pretty cool. It's kind of like making flying private more affordable and more mainstream, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty much, that's what it sounds like.
I mean, affordable is a yeah, loose term.
But exactly, relative, right?
Relative, very relative, yeah.
But it's probably for business people who would buy an executive jet or something, and instead they just get to use it.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting.
Because most people don't fly enough to justify actually buying their own plane. But hey, some people do, I guess.
I know. And you know what? They're not that expensive when you come to think of it, because those single-engine Cessnas, it's like a few hundred thousand, you know. It's
really?
Not like millions, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, that's not that bad.
So, yeah, I would love to have my own plane. That'd be cool.
It would.
Although you don't really need one. I mean, you can just go in and rent them all you want, you know.
Right.
But I just, at a certain point, I started getting a little scared of being in the air. So I try to avoid it as much as I can.
Really? Do you drive a lot instead, or you just don't travel as much?
No, I don't. Well, no, it's not that. I haven't traveled as much, but that's because I can't get away from work.
Right.
But but no, I mean, if it was up to me, I still fly. I just don't necessarily like it anymore.
Right.
I don't look forward to it, you know. Plus, the fact is that, you know, you're in airplanes today. It's all cramped in there. It's just not fun, you know. If you fly to a place like to Israel or something from here, it's 14, 15 hours, and you know, people already like are tired, they're all over the place, their stuff is all over the place on the floor, and little kids, and it feels like an immigrant ship or something, you know.
No, that is miserable.
Yeah.
Anything over about a 3-hour flight is
right.
Is not
it's
for
too
me.
Much.
I'll do it. I mean, I did it when I went to Europe and when I've traveled elsewhere. But yeah, I mean, I enjoy a couple hour flight.
Yeah.
Anything over that is a little bit much.
Not too much. Yeah.
Yeah. From here to Texas, it's about just perfect. It's,
yeah.
You know, 2.5 hours or 3. So.
Good.
Not too bad. Yeah. I can handle that. But when you get over that amount of time, it just gets so grueling, especially if you're not in first class, because you don't have the leg room and the seats are uncomfortable and you're squished. And so,
exactly.
You know, it's just not comfy.
Yeah. Not at all. Not at all. And when you're on the plane, I can never get my my head in the right position. So then your neck hurts. And, you know, I don't know. I've tried those inflatable pillows, they don't work for me. All right, and then finally, I guess three inmates escaped from a California jail after cutting through steel bars.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So they escaped. They made their way through plumbing tunnels and rappelled off a roof to break out of the maximum security jail.
Oh gosh, that's an impressive feat, actually.
It is, right? I mean, who even attempts something like that? My God!
Oh.
But it's amazing, and they're on the run now.
Haven't caught him.
No.
When was this? When did they escape?
This was yesterday, I think.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Mm, interesting.
I know. On Friday,
where
actually.
From? What prison?
Orange County.
Orange County.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Oh my gosh, hide your kids.
So this official says this was a clearly well thought out and planned escape. It's like,
well,
duh. Right?
What do you think, Sherlock? Like, no, they just
thought about it 2 minutes ago.
I mean, what else are you going to do in prison besides work out?
That's true.
Plan an escape, duh.
Yeah. And protect your behind, too.
Right.
Yeah, look out for those.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Anyway, thank you all for joining us this morning. Kelsey, thanks as always.
Of course.
Always a lot of fun. And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.